This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Something unique today. We're going to talk about a jazz album that has been put together and a special release party that is happening tomorrow night. Tommy Whiteside in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people, of course, associate you with your trio with Widespread Haze and more of an aggressive rock sound. And so I have to say that I was initially, not totally, but a little surprised to find out that you have also delved into the world of jazz.
Yeah, jazz has been my passion for a long time. I studied jazz composition in college, and this is my first chance to really get fully back into it with this project.
And I don't know much about composition in terms of, I've never composed, anything. I can barely play a little bit of things on the piano for about 30 seconds. And then that's the end of it. But I know that jazz is so complex. There's so many layers, so many interpretations. It's really fascinating. And then you compose it one way, and then depending on who's there and the vibe of the audience, you may play it a little differently.
That's the beautiful thing about jazz to me. You arrange the tunes and you write the charts and you write the parts, and there's parts of it that are the same, but every time it's a living, breathing organism, and it's different every single time based on the musicians and the moment.
Now this has got, it's called Nana's Piano, right?
Correct.
And how'd you get the name for that?
Well, I rescued my Nana's piano. My Nana was a huge influence on me. She believed in me and helped me when I needed it the most with my music, and some of my first memories are of her piano when I was 5 years old. She passed away a couple years ago, and I was privileged to go pick up that piano and bring it to my recording studio, and this was part of the inspiration for the album.
Wow. Now, did you ever play it as a kid?
I did. When I was 5 years old, I remember plinking away at it, getting to know the instrument.
Wow. So you've got six original compositions, not only compositions, but they've already been recorded.
They have, yeah. The recording session was last summer. I got an incredible lineup, and they'll all be there for the release show tomorrow night.
Yeah, talk about the musicians that are playing with you.
I took notes on this. I've got an incredible lineup. It's multi-generational. The youngest person in the band is Judah Sensabaugh. He is 18 years old and currently studying at University of North Texas, the stand-up bass player. And Josh DiStefano is the contrast of that. He was in the Army band for 23 years. He's got a master's degree and went to Berklee College of Music. And then in between, there's the horn players who are really awesome, and I had them working pretty hard. There's Nathaniel Keller. He's currently going to Berklee College of Music. There's Matthew Krepke. He is a good friend. He graduated from Santa Barbara City College, and he's playing with a local band, Feng Shui. And Trevor Thompson, who is teaching at the Joe Lane, he's the music director at Joseph Lane.
Wow. So you have got a really diverse group of people. How long did it take to get this all to come together as a recording?
Incredibly, less than 2 months, I think. I met most of the musicians in the UCC Big Horn Jazz Band. The rhythm section was there for a semester, and right at the end of summer, so when we stopped, is when I started writing these, or arranging these compositions for this band, and we started rehearsing, and it was recorded within 2 months of that.
Now, I understand that as part of the way you did this, also, I noticed some of the microphones you used a little different.
Yeah, I was very experimental. Really excited to be in the studio, just learning new things there. And I've got a pair of ribbon mics that I just fell in love with. Kind of the old style, but a new company. And beautiful, warm sound all throughout the album.
Well, and that would make sense, like that it would be really beneficial for jazz.
Exactly, yeah. It's a colorful genre, so I tried to get that whole color scheme.
Now, you'd already done the compositions for quite a while before you recorded them, right?
So it was kind of a collection of tunes that I'd written before bed on the piano for a year or two before. Nothing had really developed, and I'd never really written anything down. So there was a lot of going back to my voice memos in my phone and just transcribing little ideas that I had into pieces of music.
Wow. Now, you've composed, you've written other types of music too, right?
I have. I write some of the songs for Widespread Haze, and I sing those songs. Songs with lyrics and things has been my main focus, so it's really great to get back into instrumental music because that's my secret passion.
And while there is vocals in jazz, this one's all instrumental, huh?
All instrumental, yes. All acoustic as well, so there aren't any electric instruments on the album. No electric guitar, no electric bass. Yeah.
So you're going to have this little unveil tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Tomorrow night at the Rosebud Theater, the doors will open at 7 p.m. The music will start around 8, and we're going to have the original lineup playing the original music all throughout, and I've even got a bonus song that the musicians don't even know about yet. So we'll be on the edge of our seats all night.
You're going to just hand it to them and see what they do.
That's the beauty of jazz.
Wow, very cool. And so the doors open at 7. How do people get tickets for that?
You can get them online at the rosebudtheater.com. It's theater with a R-E. Or you can get them at the door as long as they're not sold out by then, which they currently aren't, but they're about halfway gone. So getting them online is not a bad idea.
All right, we're going to listen to a track called Red Moon here on The Morning Conversation. Album is called Nana's Piano. Tommy Whiteside, a great track there. Tommy, really enjoyed that one.
Thank you so much.
That's great stuff. And that one is called?
Red Moon.
All right, you can hear all that and more with a great group of local musicians tomorrow night. Tell people when, where, and all that.
That's tomorrow night, January 4th, Saturday night at the Rosebud Theater. 7 p.m. is when the doors open, and we will start around 8.
All right, Tommy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:42 at the Morning Report.